يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
Believers, do not devour interest doubled and redoubled, and be mindful of Allah so that you may attain true success.
وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
And do have fear of fire, which awaits those who deny the truth.
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
And obey Allah and the Messenger, that mercy be shown to you.
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord and to a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the God-fearing.
الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين.
Who spend in the way of Allah both in affluence and hardship, who restrain their anger and forgive others. Allah loves such good doers.
والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
These are the ones who, when they commit any indecency or wrong themselves, instantly remember Allah and implore forgiveness for their sins. For who will forgive sins save Allah? And do not willfully persist in the wrong they had committed.
أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ.
They shall be recompensed by forgiveness from their Lord and by gardens beneath which rivers flow. There they shall abide. How good is the reward of those who earnestly labor.
قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
Many eras have passed before you. Go about, then, in the land, and behold the end of those who rejected the directives and commands of Allah, calling them lies.
هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
This is a plain exposition for mankind and a guidance and admonition for the God-fearing.
ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Do not then lose heart or grieve, for you shall surely gain the upper hand if you are believers.
إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
If you have suffered a wound, the people opposed to you have suffered a similar wound. These are the vicissitudes of time which we deal out in turn among people so that Allah might mark out those who truly believe and select from among you those who really bear witness to the truth. For Allah does not love the wrongdoers. If you have suffered a wound, the people opposed to you have suffered a similar wound. This alludes to the Battle of Badr. The purpose is to point out to the Muslims that if the unbelievers were not demoralized by the setback they suffered at Badr, then the Muslims should not be disheartened by the setback they suffered in the Battle of Uhud. Those who really bear witness to the truth. The actual words of this verse, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَىٰ, can be interpreted in two ways. One meaning could be that God wanted to select some of them so that He could bestow upon them the honor of martyrdom. The second meaning could be that out of the hodgepodge of true believers and hypocrites of which their community was comprised at that moment, God wanted to sift those who were truly His witnesses over all mankind. For instance, those who were capable of fulfilling the responsibility of carrying out the mission assigned to them.
وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
And He makes men go through trials in order that He might purge the believers and blot out those who deny the truth.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Did you think that you would enter paradise even though Allah has not yet seen who among you strove hard in His way and remained steadfast?
وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَلْقَوْهُ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
You previously longed for death in the way of Allah. Now you have faced it, observing it with your own eyes.